This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room legacy continues. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2814. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the Men's Room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
You're getting drunk. All right, here we go. And here we go again. Former NBC anchor Tom Brokaw accused of being a creep.
I can't believe that accusation.
Marathon spectator steals a runner's number, runs the final mile, and his medal he did keep. Big news in Korea, as it truly is a historic day. A stolen car collides with a school bus as the driver sped away, and Paul Ryan fires a priest. Seriously, he fired the house chaplain for asking to pray for poor people before the tax debate. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
You know, you two share a birthday, you and Paul Ryan.
I know that. Yeah. Yeah, we sure do. I'd love to spend a birthday with that guy.
Who wouldn't? Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's go to Jacksonville, Florida, where during a minor league baseball game between the, and I'm not making these names up, between the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Pensacola Wahoos, a guy got naked and went streaking across the field. He ended up being tackled by another fan. Security couldn't get him. Another fan made that fateful decision to grab a naked stranger and take him to the ground. Now we go to Alabama, where a lawyer in a hazmat suit, he held a man hostage and then pulled out bolt cutters to slice the guy's genitals.
Oh.
So you're probably wondering, what is the motive of this? You're not going to believe, and I swear to God, it was for a $60 debt. $60. This guy kidnapped the dude and was going to cut his genitals with bolt cutters. Now we go to Florida, where a naked man was arrested when he was caught masturbating on a stranger's patio. And trust me, there's no shortage of masturbatory headlines. These are some. Man caught masturbating in front of Gap store. Man arrested after being caught masturbating to sunbathers while he was in his car. And then my personal favorite. Man arrested after masturbating vigorously in public because he, and I quote, hates Portland. he was in Portland. He doesn't like Portland. He wanted to let Portland know what he thought of it. But look, the one commonality of all these stories is that whether it's a streaker or you discover someone masturbating, it's unexpected nudity. You're in a situation, sorry, I hate Portland. You're in a situation that you don't want to deal with because you didn't expect to see it. And that's what today's question is. What's the story of unexpected nudity?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, you can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Overcholas and away we go. Welcome to show number 2814. What a large and in charge program do we have for you today. Bad jokes on the way. The drunk in charge Ryan Castle will come in and kick off those bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Return of Ted versus the FCC is coming up. Another round to profile this. And yes, the question today is about unexpected nudity and the story of the unexpected nudity. You don't expect to see nudity unless you're in your own home. People who are close to you, if you even want them to see that. Most of the time, though, people are not walking around your home naked.
Generally not.
No, that's not how things go. But especially when you go out into the public sphere, you don't expect to see nudity, period.
It's absolutely just, in public, right.
It's not that people don't do it. It happens. We've talked about the nudity that we have seen in all kinds of different situations, whether it's a nude bicycle parade, nude beach. There's different places where you can go to see nudity. But those places and those incidents are expected. They are planned spectacles.
Sure.
There's a reason for that. Not when you're going to a minor league baseball game. Now, we did we did take the time to look at some of the wonderful teams that are part of the minor league baseball system in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, if you listen to us on CPR in Biloxi, mm-hmm. you have one of these teams.
Who's the Biloxi team?
They have the Shuckers.
Oh, that's right.
They
yeah.
have the Shuckers, all right? And the Shuckers are it's an oyster, which, by the way, some of the best oysters that I have ever had in my life.
Half moon.
Hands down, or whatever that half moon or whatever it is, yeah. In Biloxi, Mississippi. Now, they have an oyster with its mouth open. There are two pearls in the oyster, or maybe just eyeballs, whatever, but the Biloxi Shuckers, you see there?
I do. I can confirm those are eyeballs.
Those are eyeballs in there, yes.
Well, pearls don't usually have the dot in the middle.
And then we have the Montgomery biscuits. We also have, in this case, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
That is correct.
And oh, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, the Jumbo Shrimp. This is where this yeah. goes down. The yeah. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office has identified the Jumbo Shrimp streaker as Dante Koontz. He faces two charges of lascivious conduct and one charge of disorderly intoxication. He interrupted the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game versus the Pensacola Wahoos when he took off his clothes and ran across the outfield at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. The streaker could be seen in the outfield during the third inning. After an unsuccessful attempt to climb back over the outfield wall, he ran across the outfield, jumped over the third baseline. The streaker was then attacked by a fellow patron of the game who knows why he wanted to take on that responsibility, but he tackled him on a grassy hill along the third baseline where the streaker was, in fact, arrested.
No chance I'd do that. Just because the guy's naked, that's all. Once you get naked, I'm out, man.
Minor league baseball, man, is fantastic. Normally the food is pretty well spot on as well. I mean, in my mind, minor league baseball did a lot of things that major league baseball then took note of as far as just, you know, instead of having the hot dog, the bag of peanuts, the Coke, the cotton candy, and that's it. They took it to a different level, I really believe, based on minor league baseball and the kind of stuff that they were doing when they were taking a... They had yeah. people there just because they were taking a Krispy Kreme donut, cutting it in half, and putting a cheeseburger in between.
Right.
So, yeah. So, there you go on that. All right.
The only issue I have with that is sometimes, like, a lot of times, baseball, it's going to be warm out. I just don't know when it's hot out if I want to eat all that stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about... I was saying it's probably ideal streaking weather.
Oh, when it's warm?
Yeah, because you're looking good. You know what I mean?
Like, you're going to look your best. Right?
You're going to look better than most of the time.
Stinky. Mm-hmm. Streaky.
An Alabama lawyer is headed to prison after orchestrating a kidnapping that nearly cost his hostage a finger and his genitals. The lawyer's motive? It was over a $60 debt the victim was supposed to pay the lawyer in exchange for some tires. Thursday, a judge sentenced James William Woolley, 52, to 20 years in prison on the robbery, kidnapping, and attempted murder charges that a jury convicted Woolley of last month. This is according to the Birmingham News.
This is going to get ugly here. Woolley's kidnapping plot was set into motion on January 25th with some help from an accomplice, Kimberly Murphy. They lured the victim to her Birmingham home by promising she would return a piercing kit the victim had left there, according to prosecutors. Once the victim got to Murphy's house, she led him down into the basement. As the victim made his way down the stairs, holding a flashlight, he noticed two men in hazmat suits, one of them holding a gun. It was Woolley and his male accomplice, Monique Roscoe. Prosecutor said the pair forced the victim to continue down the stairs at gunpoint. The victim noted the floor of the basement had been covered in plastic. This is not a good scene for $60 worth of tires.
Right.
Victim was then shoved into a couch. Then the men began tormenting their victim. Woolley and Roscoe held him at gunpoint and struck him over the head with the blunt side of a machete.
Damn.
All the while, the men questioned their victim about the $60 the victim apparently owned for the tires. Woolley and Roscoe robbed the victim of his wallet, phone, and other personal items. The men also pulled out bolt cutters and told the victim to pick a finger for them to cut off. The victim responded by insisting that he wasn't aware of the debt. After that, the men set the bolt cutters against the victim's genitals and threatened to use them to slice off his penis. They also told their victim repeatedly that it was his last day on Earth and that they were going to kill him. But before the men could kill him or remove his fingers or his genitals, they got a phone call. That was the victim's lucky break. As his tormentors were distracted, the victim ran for the stairs and quickly scaled them. Roscoe fired his gun at the victim, but he'd already made it outside the home. Roscoe then followed him outside and continued firing. The victim jumped a fence from the safety of a neighbor's home, called police. None of the shots that were fired hit him. Woolley's defense lawyers argued in court that the victim was an unreliable drug dealer who was probably high and made the entire incident up. They also argued that Woolley found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's just like going to Cracker Barrel, defense attorney said in court.
Yeah, just like
someone comes in and does something, you aren't responsible for something that person does after you walk in. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
You think Cracker Barrel's like, well, how the hell do we get brought into this?
Thank you. We're just minding our own business.
Bolt cutters, genitalia, and you bring up Cracker Barrel?
Country fried steak. Shut up. What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
So what was your unexpected nudity?
Man, it was a good one. I was working in California. I was working for the union. We were doing a bunch of Kaiser hospitals. And we had this one that was across the street from a park where a bunch of homeless would congregate. And we're clocked out one day walking out, and my foreman hits me on the shoulder and points across the street and says, "Hey, man, look." And there's this lady about 3 feet off the sidewalk next to a tree, got her pants down, middle of taking a dump. I mean, it was...
Damn, man.
It was so nasty. I mean, we all laughed our asses off, but it was so nasty and caught us totally by surprise.
How long did you watch her complete her mission?
Oh, no. We saw it, and we just kind of like were looking at all the other guys trying to get them to catch wind of it. And she saw us and heard us laughing, so she jumped up and pulls up her shorts and starts running away and yelling, "Oh, you guys didn't see nothing. You didn't see nothing." We were just so busy laughing, man. It was hilarious.
So, yeah, I didn't see you wipe your ass.
I've watched one public poop.
Didn't wipe or nothing.
See, that is the problem. Right, there,
my buddy,
man.
Didn't either.
Well, it's a public poop. You don't wipe.
Yeah, yes, you know, do, man.
Have you ever taken a public poop like that?
No,
well,
me
even
neither.
If I was to go to a park, I'd find somewhere.
That's
behind
what I'm
a bush
saying.
And get some
that's the whole point.
You know? How could you expect somebody that consciously takes a dump in front of everybody in public? Like, you should be shocked they don't wipe.
She was aware. Yeah, she had to be aware of what she was doing. She was just one of the homeless group. No paper, no leaves, nothing. She just pulled up her shorts and ran.
There was a video of a guy in China in a mall, and he's walking along, and there's like a plant or like a potted plant.
Yeah.
And he just casually walks up, sits in this potted plant, takes a crap, pulls up his pants, keeps on walking.
Yeah.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life.
But I don't think anyone saw him at the time. I think it's they saw it on security footage after the fact.
Yeah. Totally.
He was so chill about it. I'm like, I feel like I could get away with that if he was that cool about it.
And if you're camping or whatever, he's right. You don't do it in front of people. You try to walk as far away as you can. You try to find a good location where... Hopefully, if someone else needs to use the bathroom, they also won't stumble upon, you know, the hole you've dug. Like,
even just peeing, right? If we're at a campsite, like, at least I'll turn around and walk a couple feet.
Turn your back,
right?
Yes. And that's why I've only seen one person poop in front of me,
and he did it on a desk because he couldn't stand the teacher, and he did it on the grade book. Now, you know, we're 14, 15 years old, but it doesn't matter. He still used the bathroom. He still crapped on top of a desk in front of three of his friends.
Yeah, but I get his spirit a little more, though.
Well, to this day, I'm still impressed by it. Like, even when I see him, I'm like, dude, I've never seen someone poop in front of three friends before, like, on the desk.
On a desk, right.
You know, like, right on command. Like, he's like, I'm going to jump up here and poop on the grade book. Like,
now, do you think he had to go, or he's someone who can just conjure a turd because he needs to?
Well, obviously, I think it all came into factor. You know what I mean? Like, I think...
I got to go. Why not do it here?
But we were already in the school. He could have used the bathroom.
Yeah, but he was mad,
Miles. Exactly.
And there was the desk, you know.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay.
So I worked apartment maintenance for quite a few years. And one day I was inside of an apartment, you know, the resident had let me in, but she went into her bedroom, and so I was in the kitchen working on a ballad, and I had my back to the living room, and I...
Uh-oh. John, your phone.
When the door's open.
John, back up two sentences because you're. Hey, John, can you hear us?
Hey, you know, apartment maintenance. I'm here. You're working on your ballast, and this girl comes out of her bedroom and is just completely topless, wearing, you know, hardly anything, and we just kind of lock eyes, and she screams and runs back into her bedroom. And her boyfriend or something was in there, and he just starts laughing at her, and it was pretty funny.
He saw your boobs!
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, be glad he was laughing about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that was kind of, I was a little nervous for a little bit.
Right. Man, we've said this many times, but when you're in Baltimore City or Baltimore County, the gas man is just, he's just going to show up in your house. You don't have any idea how he got in there.
All the doors
are locked. You have bolt locks, you have chains, all the windows, you have grates over them, but all of a sudden, like, you can just be sitting there masturbating in the bathroom.
Gas man.
Right. Like, he's there.
How did you get in there?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. See you next month. Have a good day. And then he's gone. It's like, he's a magician.
It is really weird.
You know, you can't even believe it when it happens to you. The first time it happened to me, I was like, God damn, there's somebody in my house. Like, right. How did he just walk in? Like, yes, man. He's like, okay, Mr. Montgomery, see you later. I'm like, God damn, man. That is amazing. Like, what do you have? Like a key or what the hell?
I don't know what they do, but I lived in 8 different places in Baltimore, and in every place, when they came to check the meter, man.
Because the meter's in the basement.
They didn't knock on the door. They were in your house and then yelled to let you know.
No, that they were in your house.
I breached your security.
I don't know.
I guess.
Obviously, I'm you know, you know, this is not necessarily true, but it is true. Like, he was in my house all the time.
You did not let them in, but they were physically
in
your
house. Right. I mean, because they would come in the middle of the day. So, like, on a weekday, which was just weird. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dale. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, you guys.
Hola.
What's happening?
How are you, Dale?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
How are you all?
We're great.
I know you guys hate that question.
Yes.
But only from you. The woman's your unexpected nudity.
Well, I was working down in Pioneer Square. You know how many homeless are down there. And this chick walks by with this guy. He's dressed pretty nice. I think he's a pimp or something. But he walked by with this chick, and she had her sweats, dirty, nasty sweats, down around her ankles. And they turned, and all you saw was a poop ass.
Oh,
this is not how I thought this day was going to go on these questions. I thought maybe it was like, I know, and you don't expect to see that, and we get it, and that's nudity. I don't think you're going to come out of the gate so brown.
Yeah, man.
I mean, honest to God, man, I thought this was going to be more of like...
And just nude.
Yeah, man.
Sex, though.
The movie story was good. You know, that was a better story.
Instead of saying, now everybody's pooping.
He walked by later without her.
Yeah, man, he did.
And came in, and I was like, what are you doing?
Get out of here. That's nasty.
Yeah, there's,
I mean, I saw walking through downtown. It's a couple of years ago.
There's one woman in particular that I see a lot, and she's always soiled.
Well, this woman, I'm not sure she was soiled. She was doing her heroin, but she was she's facing an abandoned building, but kind of leaning on it, wobbling back and forth a little bit. Her pants are down to her ankles. Her naked ass is hanging out. And I mean, there were so many veins going through her ass, looking like a sheet of paper, but the needle was still in her ass.
Oh.
And so and I'm like, God damn it. So like I walk over and just kind of tap her. I'm like, hey man, at least take the needle out of your butt. And she's just like, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And you can pull up your pants, too, but
you owe me
start
one.
With the needle.
You owe me one.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLD. Let's restart here, take a little break, come back, and get this thing going. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
A man was arrested after masturbating vigorously in public because, quote, he hates Portland.
Is that the move you make?
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of things I hate, right? I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, so I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've been to the city of Pittsburgh. I admit that I did pee on their field on the outside, but only because I had to go. But I did not think to myself, you know what? F the Steelers. Let me masturbate here in front.
Yeah.
That's just not the move you make. And to be honest with you, if I'm masturbating, I'm in a pretty good mood.
We move up the road, where in Vancouver, Washington, the cops got a call last week from a mall about a guy who'd whipped out his junk on the elevator and flashed it at a 67-year-old woman. It turned out he was an 18-year-old guy named Jordan Richards, and when the cops caught him, he admitted to doing it and said it was because, quote, he hasn't gotten any in a while. He was arrested for indecent exposure, and apparently he's gone through dry spells before because he already had one indecent exposure conviction on his record. Our question, what's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
So again, I have to ask, you know, we've all been in the dry season, the drought, as we call it. But I don't think to myself, you know what, man, it's been so long. I'm going to pull out my penis and show random people.
I'm
going to
masturbate in front of a Gap.
Because, right. I mean, if it were that easy, I would do it all the time. Like, I'm going to go pick out chicks tonight. What are you going to do? I'm going to stand outside and masturbate.
I would just pick a different store.
What store would you masturbate in front of? Victoria's Secret, maybe?
No.
Because then you're a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd
be Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
You got a guy masturbating in front of the Gap. You got the guy in front of Victoria's
Secret.
There are
levels of masturbating at the mall.
What are your levels of masturbation?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do it nice and classy next to the piano player at Nordstrom.
Oh, come on.
You play the piano, I'll play the organ.
Yeah, right? I'm going to tickle my ivory.
I think the worst place, I'm going to play the Ebony's. I think the probably the worst store, I know they've gone out of business, would probably be Toys R Us.
Or a yogurt place.
Right. Oh, I'm the chef.
Or a chicken wing joint.
But I'd understand that. I know why you're doing that. Those wings smell good.
Yeah. Blue cheese or ranch. Don't ruin the food court. You know what I mean? Like, that would be the food court at the mall is, to me, an exciting place.
It's a decent place.
All right. When is the last time you stepped foot in a food court at a mall?
Probably about 4 months ago. Where I was in the area of the food court? Yeah.
I think it's chaos.
I think it's too much.
It depends on the time you go.
It's still great. I still love being in the element. There's so many things.
I like because the options are there. I mean, and that's all it is, man.
We basically have it across the street, but not the same.
But it's not a
mall. I wish it was more
but that's the difference.
Junky type food than like, here's a basket of lettuce. You know, I'd rather have
Me and my cousin once, we went to a mall that had unfortunately, it had a shooting in it.
Oh, great.
But we went like the next day and because we were like, nobody will be there.
It's empty.
And we thought it was the greatest thing. It's like the food court was all ours.
So there's a shooting at the mall.
Yes.
And you go, hey, man, let's go tomorrow because no one's going to be there.
Yeah.
The NRA's listening to this going, like, that is a great way to sell that.
But you know how it is. It was a shooting at PG Plaza. I don't know that it even showed up in the news.
I was say, is that even a news?
Yeah, that's Tuesday.
You know, and we're not joking when we say this. When you live, depending where you are on the East Coast, between Baltimore and D.C., there was while I was in school there, there were three school shootings that I was aware of, all right? And I'm talking about the schools I was at. And these were not mad. It was like one guy shooting another guy, and most people knew for a week leading up, hey, man, Eddie's going to shoot your ass. Man, F that man. And like it came to pass, but you would watch the news, and I have told my parents, like, you know, how was your day? I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's crazy. I don't want to say their names, but, you know, this guy who everyone knew had a gun. That wasn't anything. It's Baltimore. But he actually shot at this dude in the hall of the school, hit him in the leg, whatever. Oh, my God, you know, and you're explaining this to your parents. So the local news comes on. Dude, I mean, it's like it wasn't even brought up.
No.
Where your parents are like,
no.
Are you making this up? Like, no, man. And it happened two other times, and it never made the news. We watched the kid got his head bashed in with a lead pipe, all right? They beat him to the point that whatever was hemorrhaging out of the side of it was coming out of his ear, and it was like this pink blob, right? I mean, it was unsettling. It's horrible. The cops show up. It was a disastrously, hugely violent scene. Not on the news. I mean, just like, man, I know this is a violent city, but goddamn, man, like some bad S goes down.
Yeah.
And you're telling me about the weather.
Yeah.
I know what the weather is. Walk outside.
Baltimore news was one of the most amazing things that you ever see. Because it'll be like, Mayor Martin O'Malley addressed to such and such and such and such today. The city council approved a new ordinance that's going to fill some of the potholes in the
some of them.
Four people were gunned down in Essex.
Right.
It's like, you know, like, it's right before the weather tease.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you got to have multiple people down.
Murder, yeah.
It can't be one. Cut it. Two's kind of close. If it's a car wreck and people pass, then yes, that will probably make a quick blip. But if it's people purposefully killing other people,
not even
it's not going to be on there. What is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola.
First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome to the show, man. We're glad it's about nudity.
See, that's what happened.
Maybe.
Never calls the show. We bring up nakedness.
Oh, here it is. All right. About time, finally.
I'm naked now talking to you.
Yeah, so I got to make this quick because I'm actually supposed to be working right now.
How the hell with
that? Yeah, so are we.
Exactly.
When I was in grade six, I was just sitting in class, you know, listening to the teacher talk, and I remember seeing in the corner of my eye out to the left window there was a fully naked middle-aged man just walking through the field at our school. And I don't know what he was doing, just walking out there. He got to about the middle of the field and just laid down.
That's great.
So, I mean, nobody needs that.
At a school, you know?
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's not where you do that.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.